Now, the rest of the story. Lazar had just graduated military academy, was promoted to the rank of lieutenant, when he received the incredible news that his baby sister Agnes, the family's pride and joy, was about to throw it all away, had decided for some unfathomable reason to become a nun. Lazar could almost have believed such a thing of his older sister, intelligent, serious, scholarly, above all religious. But Agnes? Not Agnes. There was scarcely anything in Agnes' childhood to suggest that someday, some way, she would take the ultimate vows. Agnes, her brother thought, had always been so lively, so healthy, a pretty child, mischievous and hearty. How could such a girl just turn her back on life, he wondered. More important, how could he stop her from doing so? Agnes and Lazar had come from a well-to-do family. Their father owned a construction firm and a couple of beautiful landscaped homes. Father was also quite politically minded and involved. The house was always full of visitors talking politics. Then one evening when Agnes was not yet 10, her father came home from a political meeting and collapsed. Rushed to the hospital, he was found to be hemorrhaging. He died in surgery. No one in the family ever doubted that he had been poisoned, that he had been murdered by political enemies. And at once his wife and three children were plunged into destitution. It was only through the young widow's ingenuity and hard work and faith that they did not starve. Lazar would take after his father, become interested in politics, enter the military, and while affectionate, fun-loving Agnes went to school and joined the church choir. And what a wonderful singing voice she had. What a wonderful singing voice. Of course, Lieutenant Lazar had been away from home, had seen little of Agnes since she was 12, had not been there to observe the girl's growing interest in the church. So in a letter to his beloved sister, Lazar wrote, quote, "How could you? How could a girl like you become a nun? Don't you realize that you are burying yourself?" End quote. And for the rest of his life, for as long as he was to live, Lieutenant Lazar was to be haunted by the answer which came back from Agnes. She wrote back, quote, "You think you are so important as an official serving the king of 2 million subjects? Well, brother, let me tell you, I am an official too, serving the king of the whole world. Now, which one of us is right?" And so that same year, Lazar's teenage sister did become a Catholic nun. That was more than 60 years ago. And ever since, the sad, lonely, and sometimes cruel world has been a better, brighter place. For you see, Agnes Gongsabo Zaksiu of Albania, more than a nun, more than a missionary to the poor, was to become a tiny, what she described as a tiny pencil in the hand of God with which he wrote a love letter to the rest of us. Oh, yes, you know Agnes. But by the name she chose as a sister of the Loreto Order, this charming, outgoing, effervescent girl once voted least likely to reseed, you have always called Mother Teresa. Only now you know the rest of the story.